this week's episode, I really, really just wanted it to be a gratitude episode with regards to how grateful I am for the podcast, but also to show some of you who may be thinking about doing a podcast, doing something that is meaningful for you, but you've been sitting on for quite some time. I'm here to share with you how the podcast has really impacted my life, but also to give you the courage to take that leap of faith, to do something for yourself, to make your dreams and your desires come true. Hey, I'm Alicia Harris, and I am your host of The Alicia Show. Each week, we'll be having conversations about how to enhance your well-being. We'll be sharing strategies and stories and insights to build your business while still navigating life, because sometimes we try to separate the two, and let's face it, if you are not well, you have no business. I am a holistic business growth strategist and a wellness coach who spent over 15 years in corporate before deciding to choose me first to build my brand, Alicia Lifestyle. I'm here to teach you how to redefine what success means to you, ditch the stress and confusion, and learn how to run your business from a place of ease and excitement. Let's get into this week's episode. When I started the podcast, I did not dream that it would take me this far within my business, within my lifestyle, within just the amount of new people that it's brought into my life. I would not have even envisioned being able to say that the podcast has been listened to in over 60 countries, over 1,000 cities, and it just continues to grow. If you're new here, my name is Alicia Harris. I'm the founder of Alicia Lifestyle and the host of The Alicia Show. I am a business growth strategist and an implementation coach. I use my project management experience and my holistic well-being experience, and I merge them to ensure that not only are you growing your business, but you're doing it from a place of health and well-being. I have experienced burnout. I have had fertility issues. I am a perimenopausal lady, and I am here to share all of the strategies from a business perspective and also from a well-being perspective to ensure that whilst you're growing your business or even your career, that you are taking care of yourself, that you are investing in yourself, because without that investment, then quite frankly, there is no business, there is no career, because before you know it, you will be on the sofa not wanting to do anything and really suffering. And so because I have had that experience, because I have over 20 odd years experience in project management and in the wellness industry, I wanted to share all of my experiences and also my expertise. And I also wanted to bring in other guests to do the same. So if you haven't heard one of my podcast episodes, then you have an array of episodes to listen to, from well-being, from grief, from healing, from finding your confidence, burnout. I've gone through my fertility issues. I've talked about why I left corporate. Me and one of my wonderful friends, Mary Taylor, we did a whole 6 week series on how to harness your female cycle. We've talked about motherhood. We've talked about mindfulness. We've talked about decluttering. We've talked about business growth. We have talked about an array of things. There is nothing that has been left off the table. My whole thought process when I was really thinking about the themes that I wanted to talk about on The Alicia Show was that nothing was going to be taboo. I wanted to be an open book. I wanted to talk about all of the topics that sometimes we don't necessarily talk about, because it is really important, especially as a woman business owner who may be at the height of their career and then they start to feel challenges like myself from perimenopause. And so I wanted to ensure that I gave different perspectives from different people, and that you could listen and see what resonates with you and what doesn't, then you leave it. But if something does resonate, then I would hope that you would implement it. And so that is my ethos. Listen and then go and implement. So many of us are really taking in all of this information and we're not doing anything with it. So I'm always going to say, if there is something that you want to achieve and you need help, you know where I am. I've got my Let's Chat information in the show notes. Click the link and book yourself into my diary. The time is now. It really, really is. Especially for me, when I know that I'm not getting any younger and I'm okay with that. It is time for me to think about all of my desires and start to implement on them. So this year is my 45th year and I've decided that I am going all in on my business, in my personal life, to ensure that this is one of my best years. And so I really want that for you. So again, like I said, if you haven't listened to previous episodes, then I would highly recommend that you do so. You can find the podcast anywhere that you listen to your podcast, or you can go onto my website and I've got a whole podcast page where you can just go and do a pick and mix, pick and choose what episodes that you want to listen to. I started this podcast because it had been something that I wanted to do for such a long time. And then in 2020, the urge just got stronger and stronger and stronger. And so I started to look at ways that I could record, produce, and put the podcast out all on my own. And then it started to feel really overwhelming. And I remember speaking to a client of mine, Nikki Rogers, and she said to me, why don't you employ my podcast editing team? And so I had a conversation with Anne and her team, and the rest is history. Now I am able to bring you out podcasts as frequently as possible for us, because life's right? And so over the last 3 years, things have changed. We've mixed things up. We've had to change the way we've done things. And I am super grateful for all of those lessons, because as a lifestyle podcast, I wouldn't be sitting here being truthful to you or to myself if I didn't work with the way I ask my clients to work. And so when it gets too much, then I assess what needs to be done. And sometimes the podcast and recording had to take a back seat, and that is okay. And so today I'm here. I'm very excited to say thank you. Thank you for all of you who continue to listen in all of the countries. I wish I had the time to shout out all of the countries. I'm forever grateful when I see names of countries that either I've been to. So I want to shout out countries like Trinidad and Tobago, Ghana, Brazil, Gambia, Puerto Rico, Chile, and then also look at the countries that are in the top 10, such as the UK, the US, the Philippines, Canada, Australia, Switzerland, United Arab Emirates, France, Spain, and Ireland, who are where my top 10 listeners are from. So thank you so, so much for continuing to follow me on this journey. But I'm also really super grateful for those of you who just continue to listen week in, week out, and you provide me with feedback. You send me messages to tell me what episodes have really resonated with you. And you also just help me with regards to topics and just inspire me to continue to go on. So when I had the podcast in mind, I wanted a platform where I could really just talk my talk, and I could bring in guests that were happy to share their stories, their strategies within lifestyle, well-being, and business. And I did not realize, like I said, what that would mean for my life in general, and then in terms of my business. And so I've made notes of everything that I wanted to discuss, but I wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really, really do appreciate you all being here. Some people may think that my podcast is small, but wow, it is so mighty for me to know that I have birthed something into the world, not just my child, but birthed something into the world that really means a lot to not just me, but others as well. I've heard stories of people really changing their lives after listening to one of my podcast episodes that have really resonated with them. It's really changed my life in so many different aspects. And so this week's episode, I really, really just wanted it to be a gratitude episode with regards to how grateful I am for the podcast, but also to show some of you who may be thinking about doing a podcast, doing something that is meaningful for you, but you've been sitting on for quite some time. I'm here to share with you how the podcast has really impacted my life, but also to give you the courage to take that leap of faith, to do something for yourself, to make your dreams and your desires come true. Because like I always say, we are not here forever and people want to hear from you. You may not think it, but they really, really do. And if you are not being visible, if they can't hear from you, and I'm not saying visible from a perspective that you have to always show up. You've heard episodes where some of my guests, they don't do video anymore, but they still show up in different modalities to ensure that they are getting their messages across because their messages may be helping somebody else. So when I started the podcast, I didn't think about opportunities. I just wanted a platform where I could talk my truths. And it was in the middle of a time that was really, really quite hard for quite a few of us. I decided to start the podcast in 2021. And to be honest with you, at that time, it was a lot easier to record because I didn't have planes flying over my head. It wasn't as challenging. It was very quiet. And so now sometimes I feel like, and I'm going to be really honest, I'm taking you behind the scenes, but sometimes I'm having to hit the pause button when a plane comes over because now we're back to the groove of things. And I think sometimes we forget the times that we've previously had and how quickly things move and change. And so for me, it was really important at that time for me to have a platform where I was able to express myself. Everything that I was doing was online. Now I am starting to do more in-person offers and so forth. But prior to that, everything was online. And my podcast was a catalyst for people realizing what I could do from a offer perspective and who I was. And so the podcast really opened the door for me from a perspective where people got to know me before they decided to work with me. So now I've got clients in the UK, the US, in Spain, in different parts of Europe. And that's because one, I took that plunge to put myself out there with regards to the podcast, but also when it came to really accelerating on making my business work more online, I went full in. And then that opened more doors because I then got the opportunity to be on shows. Like, for example, the biggest one that I've done to date is Jenna Kutcher's Gold Digger podcast. And that happened the same year that the podcast was launched. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I still think that I didn't take the opportunity to really let that breathe and really understand what big of a deal that was. And some of my clients came from me being on the Gold Digger show and then hearing my podcast and then really connecting with me. And so I will be forever, ever grateful for my podcast because it really has helped me to grow my confidence as well. And also for me to put myself out there. I mean, I love to talk. That is what I love to do. And so I have really made that investment and that decision that podcasting really works well for me. When it comes to blogging or when it comes to sometimes writing content, it takes me a lot longer. But to record a podcast episode and to talk straight into the mic, that feels so, so comfortable to me. And don't get me wrong, it hasn't always, but over the last couple of years, I really built up my confidence to now. I love it. I absolutely love it. And podcasting is my main marketing tool. I haven't really done ads within my business. A lot of my clients come from word of mouth and referrals. And so this year for me is going to be different because I'm going to be putting myself out there more now that my little girl is now settled at school. It gives me the opportunity to go to more in-person events, to meet new people. But previously, it was just me and my mic and my laptop, right? And that's how my business started to build more and more online. Just thinking about everybody that I've met and everybody that I've had on the podcast, I mean, wow, it has been life-changing. It has been really life-changing for me. It has been a huge investment because everything that I'm doing is self-funded. However, it has been priceless from what it has bought in for me, such as meeting amazing people. One of those amazing people is Ronja. Ronja and I met when I put out a post for podcast guests and we just hit it off, and we met in March, and then by October she had invited me over to Switzerland to meet her in person. And then the next year, when she was vacationing with her family, she invited my family to come over and spend time in her house while she wasn't even there. Like, the friendships that I've made. I went to the silent retreat because of Dr. Gars. Dr. Gars and I worked together. She was one of my first VIP clients. And so she got to see my work. We met through a mutual friend who had been on the podcast and then invited me and her to connect. And we have been working collaboratively over the last 2 years now on different projects together. And had I not decided to do the podcast, these opportunities would not have come. And so from a monetary perspective, it has helped to build my business. Last year, I doubled my revenue, and some of that is because of the podcast. I have been listened to in places that I didn't even know they knew who I was. I recently did a talk for one of my clients. She asked me to come in and talk to her audience. And when she sent out one of the emails, one of the ladies said, "I'll be there. I listen to her podcast all the time." And this is a lady that I don't know. She lives in Atlanta, but she listens to my podcast. And so I am here to say, please do not sit on your dreams. There is somebody out there who is waiting. And remember, it only takes one person. I kept on getting asked when I started, how are you going to monetize this? Are you making any money off your podcast? Are you going to start getting sponsorships in? And if I'm really honest, my main objective at the beginning was just to be seen and heard. I just wanted to be seen and heard on my own terms. And so that's when I made the decision that I was going to invest in the podcast. And that's when I remember speaking to a few of my friends, my Pilates crew. I remember speaking to Brooke and Corin and saying, I think I'm going to start a podcast. And they were really excited for me. And just the other day, Brooke was saying to me, I remember when you said you were going to start your podcast and look at you now. And just having the people around me who really, really believed in my vision was so important. So those ladies are so important to me. Thank you so, so much for not making me overthink things. Darren was straight on board and he was like, yes, you need to do this. And so I am forever grateful for Darren, because my daughter was not even 3 when I started the podcast, and she was 9 months, 9 months when I decided to go all in on my business again. And he has been my biggest cheerleader since then. And so I am super grateful for that guy, because without him, none of this would be possible. Because when I was recording at night, or when I was meeting Ronja for the first time, or going on a silent retreat, or doing workshops in Barcelona, he has been the person that holds everything down at home. He is the person that makes sure that Alessandra and Jordan are okay, so that I can follow my dreams and desires. And so thank you, Darren. I really, really appreciate you. And wow, this year is going to be the best year ever. I also wouldn't be able to do this without my team. Anne and her team are still my team. And so we sit down and we talk and we strategize, and we've had to make some adjustments within the team. I've spoken about it a lot. At the moment, I'm working with a much leaner team because we have gone back to basics. And I do this every year, to be honest. I do this every year, and I would highly recommend that you do this as well. I look at my foundations, I look at my systems and my operations, and I ensure that they're working for me, for the person that I'm stepping into for this year. And if they're not, then we take the time and we tweak. So at the moment, we're looking at workflows. We're ensuring that I don't always have to be in the business. We're looking at ways that really mean that I can take breaks, especially now that I am a school mum. Every 5.5 to 6.5 weeks, the children have a holiday. And so it's imperative for me to continue to build my business around my family, but also to make sure that I have things in place to ensure that when I am not working within my business is still running. And so I'm looking at my automations, I'm looking at my sales and marketing, I'm looking at my finances, and I do this all the time. And I work with my clients to ensure that they're doing it all the time as well. Because when one part of your business scales, then you have to ensure that your systems and your operations can take the growth. And so that's really important to me. That's really important to my clients. And so we work on that a lot. I'm also working on what is coming up for the podcast and for my business. And so stay tuned for further updates. And then I'm continuing to build amazing offerings. And so since the podcast has been around, all my business has changed. And I also launched new products. And so when I was sitting down making notes, I was like, 3 years has gone so quickly, but 3 years in my world has been so productive. And even though I work part-time within my business, I have been able to do so much. So I launched Summer School and we did business and implementation over a core amount of time over summer. I also launched Harness Your Female Cycle to Build Your Business, the course. And I've recently launched a membership around the same subject. I co-authored a book. I launched my VIP services. I relaunched my consultancy services. I've also done some collaboration work with Dr. Gars and Debbie Danon within Coven Collective. And so there has been so many amazing things that have happened. And a lot of the reasons why they have happened is because of the podcast, because it has really helped me to gain clarity of how I want to serve people, but it's also given me ideas. And so now I love everything that I do, but we're also looking at how we can streamline things and how I can ensure that I'm not being pulled from pillar to post. And so this is exciting times. It really is exciting times. And at the moment, I am really concentrating on my coaching and my consultancy work and then also the membership. And so if any of those make you feel intrigued, I would highly recommend that you check out my services and see which is the best fit for you. I just want to say thank you so, so much for making the Alicia Show the podcast that it is. I am truly, 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 truly grateful to be here and to be able to serve you in this way. And I cannot wait to bring you more amazing episodes. So for the podcast, we're just going to continue to grow. We are working on strategies to be able to do that. I'm going to be getting out there more. So for me, I want to do more podcast episodes as a guest. So if you know anybody that would love to have me on their show, please hit me up. And also, I want to be on the stage. I want to talk to people. I want to continue to build community. I want to continue to see people in real life. I want to hug and smile and laugh and kiki with people. And I am just looking forward to continuing to grow. And so my last words to you is, what are you waiting for? And if you need help, let me know. I'm here to help. Anyway, until next week, take care of yourself and remember, you are the biggest investment. Okay, I'll speak to you again next week. Bye-bye for now. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Alicia Show. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head over and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on a Wednesday. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. And lastly, remember to invest in yourself first, because you are important and amazing. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.